on Daf Nuntes Amid Beis. The Gemara explained that the reason why Chazal made a takone that first Kayin Rishon Ba'achav Levi Ba'achav Yisrael, so the takone was not that there should be such a seder. This you learn out from Psukim. The takana was that even though they're deserving of the kibbutz, they could give over the covet to someone else. And there was a takana they should not do this because tuma osi lansuye. Then the Gemara said that this takana was only said Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Shchichi Rabim, Aval B'Sheini V'Chamishi Loi. But on Mondays and Thursdays, there wasn't such a big oilam in shul, so they never made such a takone, so therefore, on Sheni V'Chamishi, we do not need Bedavke this Seder. So the Gemara asks, Eini Bo'arav Hune Kori B'Kahani B'Shabosis V'Yomim Toidim. Rav Huna, who was a Yisrael, had the first Aliyah. So the Shaila is, how could Rav Huna have the first Aliyah, Shabbos and Yom Tov, he was a Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Shaini Rav Huna, Bafilu, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Kahani, Shivi, the Eretz Yisrael, Mechev, Havi, Kaifilei, the most choshev kahanim in Eretz Yisrael were nichna to Rav Huna. So such a person who is mulam min ha'om, his having the first aliyah will never bring osil ansiyah because there aren't other people who have a slight comparison to him. So therefore, Rav Huna is different. Rav Huna, Rashi says, Yisrael have. Let us see Taisves. Da'afilu Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yasi kahanich shivi. Mashme dilav hochi oso. That means if he's such a godel that he's murim from the most choshev to kahanim, so then he could be oil rishin. But if he's not in this darge, vilavochi or sarafilu hu godol mikol b'nei iray, even though he's greater than all the others, Chazal said he is greater than the most choshev kahanim in Eretz Yisrael. But if he'd be the most choshev from all the people of this city, that is not sufficient. You have to be someone the caliber of Rav Huna. Fraktoisvis, vahoda oma besoif megila. Oma rabbi preide, miyomai loy berachti lifnei koi. I never, rabbi preide said this as a schus, he was oicha tarichas yomin, because he never was oila before a koi. Uporech, so that was a maila. Uporech hashas. So the Shas asks, Michocha makoire acha koyim ama oretz tachayiv mise. This is something to be proud of. You're degrading kvoida toire. A chocham blames after a koyim. So he's chayiv mise. Umuki lo bishov. So that he means he always used to lame after any koyim. That after koyim ama oretz he never do such a thing. No, we're speaking about Shavin. If they're Shavin, so then he was after first the Kohen came, and then he was Oilo. So Taisi says, Val kochach lav Shavin mamish. We have to say the word Shavin, we have to learn it with a grain of salt. Vim came my revuse. So what's the Chiddush? He was Shavin to the Kohen, and he never was Oilo before the Kohen. Pashteitzach. How could he be oila before the koyim and be shoved to the koyim? Ela also lafuki koyim amoret. Shoven means the moir have a meaning that we're speaking about. He was oila after koyim amoret. So Moses says, no, shoven is a talmud chacham the koyim, but not the caliber of Rav Preide. Rav Preide was much greater than him. So in this matzev, this was the godless of Rav Preide, that he only was koire afterwards and not before. Aber kaponim weist doch ois, that was the nivis of Rav Preide, aber weist ois meikar adin, Rav Preide could have been oile before. Now, we just said over here that in order to be oile before a koin, you can't be oile before unless you're a madrega of Rav Hune, that kol kahane is there, it's just so kfifen like, B'tzorich l'mei manami, the kulu avi kfufun l'Rav Preide. So we have to say Rav Preide was also the same caliber of Rav Hune. D'ilavochi ma'irevusei, what's the chiddush that he didn't learn before? He couldn't learn before. We were mechiyach that you can only learn before Koyin if you're the caliber of Rav Hune. Inami hodaboy hochi kaifi, that what the Gemara says you need. Such a caliber of godless, Hainu b'Shabbos is Yomim Toidim. The Gemara is in Shabbos Yomim Toidim. Rav Preide, Afilu b'Sheini v'Chamishi Laikoro. So that was the godless of Rav Preide. Like this he could have, Sheini v'Chamishi, Zichi could have learned before. This B'chlal no takona in Sheini v'Chamishi. Zog the Gemara, Omar Abaye, Noktino, we have a Messiahs, Me'abeseinu, Ain't Shom Koyin. What if there's no Koyin? Nispardo Chavilo. So then the whole bundle, the whole set of Koyin Levi Yisrael becomes bottle. So what does this mean, Nispardo Chavilo? Zot Rashi, Nispardo Chavilo. So Rashi has two pshat. The first pshat is Nifsak Hakesha, Ibad Halevi as Kevoidoi, Bishvil Chavilosei Anifredes. The covet that the Levi gets is, there's a Chavile, there's Koyin Levi Yisrael, so then the Levi is entitled to his covet to be after the Koyin, before the Yisrael. But if there is no Koyin at all, so that we don't call up a Levi. Be'ene koire klau. Kach oma moiri hazokin, moiri Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yehude, prinsida Rav Amram. We don't call up Levi. He's to say there is only koin Levi Yisrael. And if there's no koin, there's no Levi. Avo mi talmidai, moiri Rabbi Yitzchak ha-Levi shamati mishmoi, shein seida ledovo, nispalda chavila means, that there's no Seder Lahagdim Levi Li Yisrael. That means that's an Ispardach. Like this we have, a Levi has to be before a Yisrael. That is Dafke if we have the Seder of Koyin Levi Yisrael. If we don't have the Seder of Koyin first, so then, Omisha Yil Tseyagdim, you can have a Yisrael and a Levi. You don't need the Seder of Levi Koyin Li. So that's an Ispardach Avila. You could give an aliyah. According to the first part, he never gets an aliyah if there's no koyin in the man. According to the second part, he gets aliyah, but the chshivis of Levi before Yisrael does not apply. Nispardo achavilo, zuktoisvis, so the kvege is a gilse on Rav Yitzchok ha-Levi, this is the second pshat in Rashi. Meforesh, the koyre Levi, memoki maroyloi. So then we don't have the Seder of Koyin Levi Yisrael, so wherever he fits in. But Oda Omar Biksubit, so it becomes out, according to Rav Yitzchok HaLevi, that you could have a Levi could be Oile, even though there's no Koyin. That's the Chiddush of Rav Yitzchok HaLevi. So Oda Omar Biksubit, Muzakami Bozeh Shul Koyin, Moses says, I have a raya that this person is a Kohen, Shekora Ach of Levi, because after they called up a Levi, Sakochach, he's a Kohen. So, Lechaira, according to Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi, what's the raya? He's a Kohen. Maybe he's a Yisrael, and you can stick a Levi after Yisrael also. There's no Seder. So, what's the raya? He's a Kohen. So, Chloima, the Kimlai, the Loikore, the Mokim, Horoi. that this Levi, if we're going with Chshivas already, not with Yichas, so he didn't fit in to be the second Oyla. Or the Godel Hoya Mishalafana, he was a greater Godel than the one who was Kaira before him, so what's shot in this? So why should Yenna be Oyla Rishon, he should be Oyla Sheini? Oy katan Mishel Achav, or he was a katan Mishel Achav. So also, so the Shlishi should have been before him. So Al Kochach, in Chshivis, he didn't fit in. So Al Kochach, that what he came in was because of Yichas, because he's a Levi. It's a Yichas, only applies if there's a Kohen before. So the Gemara says, Marzakani Bozer Shehu Kohen Shekora Achav Levi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ve'omar Abaye Noktina. We have a Mesiris. Ein Sham Levi. What if there's no Levi? Kaire Kaire. So then you call a Kaire. So the Gemara understood. You call a second Kaire. He says, you had a Kaire. There was an Oyla Rishon. Then you call a second Kaire. So you call a Kaire Nacha Kaire. Like the Gemara, Amy, that can't be. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Koyin Acha, Koyin Lo Yikro, Mishum Pegomoy Shal Rishon. If you call two Kahanim, so people will be toile the reason that you call the second Koyin, because you found out that the first one is a Pogum, he's not a true Koyin. And we need Shiva Oilem, and the first oil has to be a Kohen, so we call this one not by mistake, so he's not mitzarev to the Shiva Oilam, so that's why they call that the second Kohen. So that means, even though this is not true, but Chazal did not permit a Kohen Acha Kohen, because people will start talking. People say, oh, why did we call this Kohen afterwards? Mustam, because the first one is not a Kohen. Then, with his Adin Levi, Acha Levi, Lo Yikra, Mishum Pgam Shneim, people might say that one of the two are Pgumim. They can say that, why did they call up a second Levi? Because the first one was not a Levi. So the first one is Pogum. Or maybe they'll say, why did they call the second Levi? Because he's not a Levi. He's a Yisrael. So Memele, so therefore they said that he don't call Koyim Acha Koyim a Levi Acha Levi. So the Gemara says, so how could you say that if there's no Levi, it's kol up to Kahane? So the Gemara says, no, ki kamrinin ba'isei koyin. That what it says, if there's no Levi, kairei koyin, yeah, the second aliyah koyin gets, but not another koyin. The same koyin is Ayla, he gets two aliyahs. Fine. So now the Gemara asks, now, let's go back to the halacha we had just mentioned. We mentioned the halacha that you don't call one kohen after the other kohen, you don't call one Levi after the other Levi, and you gave by Levium, you said, because this could come about that people will think one of the two Levium are Pgumim. And by the kohen, you said, people will think that the first kohen is a Pogum. So the Gemara says, "Maishna Levi Acha Levi, the Ike Pagam Shneim, the Omri Chad Minayu Lav Levi." People will say one of them was not a Levi. Lav Leviu Koyin Acha Koyin Nami, Omri Chad Minayu Lav Koyinu. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you another case of Kayin is Kagay the Muksaklon Bavua Taishani the Kayin. I know Klo. We know Klo, the second Kayin, his father's a Kayin. So people cannot say that he's not a Kayin. And that's why it was called after the first Kayin. You know Klo, his father's a Kayin. And no Klo, he's not a Levi, he's a Kayin. So Memele, so if he's a Kayin, so you can't say that he's a Levi. So the Moshe Sochi Nami, the Muzak Lomba, the High Shani, the Levi. So we're talking about the same case. So by two Levium, it has to be speaking about that I know that the second one is a Levi, not a Yisrael. I know the father was a Levi. So now again, so why by two Levium, I might come to think that the reason they called the second Levi
after the first Levi, because he's not a Levi. So say the same thing by Kohen. She said, you can't say the same thing by Kohen, because not clothed the father's a Kohen. So I don't clothed the father's a Levi also. So what's the chash pgam by the second Levi? Ela omri mamzeres oy nesine nosiv uposle lezare. So most of you know what the chash will be. The chash will be that people will say, they'll have a kasha, two levim, I know the father's a levi. And they call him up after levi. So something's wrong someplace. How did this happen? Agavuche, there's a moira de keigeres from the Chazainish. He says, the Chazainish says, the yichus of Klal Yisrael was tremendously protected through the Aliyas Latayra B'Shabbos. That means we were Mechabit Kahanim, then Levim, then Yisraelim, and this was Lifnei Am Ve'Eda. So the Yichus was Niskabel by the whole, whoever was in Shul, the people came to Shul Shabbos. And if there was a Kasha, so there was something to talk about already. That means already people started thinking, and if the Kasha is not a true Kasha, so we wanted to make sure that Kilkulim shouldn't come about. So the Gemara says, if you'll have two Levim, and you'll call up the second Levi, so people will start asking Kashas, how does a Levi come after a Levi? And his father's a Levi, and no clothes, father's a Levi. So they'll say, Mamzeres Einesine Nosir. Yeah, could be, I know the father's Levi, but could be his mother was a Mamzeres. The mother was a Mamzeres, or a Nesine, so he loses, so even though his father's a Levi, but he loses Kedushas Levia, since he has this pagam of mamza or nesina, or psule kol, he says, if a lady marries psule kol, so the son that is born from this marriage does not have kedushas levia. So that's what people will say. So people will have a kasha. We call the second lady after first lady. So the Torah says, he's a Yisrael, he's not a lady. I, the father's a Levi, and Oklo, the father washes all the time the hands of the Kahanim. He always gets Levi, the father. The father's a Levi, but could be that this, his son, is not a Levi. Maiserab, we see, Bifnei Amvaid, everyone is here, we call him up for Levi. Zarai is a Yisrael. Frek the Gemara. Achinami Omri Grushe Chalutzanos, so the Gemara says, if that's how people will explain the phenomena that we have, the second lady after the first lady, is Oiskishpat, he's not a lady. There was something wrong with the mother, and that's how he lost Kedushas Levia. So Memelis, we have the same thing by Akoyin Achakoyin. What did you tell me before? That people will not be saying that the second Koyin is Pogam because we know his father's a Koyin. Yeah, his father's a Koyin. But they'll say his mother was a grusha, his mother was a chalutze. Va'achle lezare. So zvayt yishver. So why did you tell me the whole reason you can't call a kain achal kain because we'll pass on the first one? That's also a possibility. People might say the first one wasn't a kain, so we have to start off with a kain now for the shiva oilam. That could be, but you can pass on the second one also. Will say that Lemaise, that the second one is not a Kohen, it doesn't have Kedushas Kohuna, because his mother was a Grusha. So it's fair. So the Gemara says, Seif Levi Mikahab. So the Gemara says, fine, that could be he's not a Kohen, but how does it become a Levi? So there's a mother of the Kivot that Rab Chaim says in Hilchos Yisuribiyah, that's the big of Ochanan also. The kasha is, what is it? People will say that the mother was a Grusha, right? The mother was a Grusha, so he becomes a Cholo. No, a Cholo loses Kedushas Kohuna, fine. But the Gemara says in Yevomis, Kahanim Ikri Levim, Kahanim Alevim also. So, Nei Tzadik HaLeviyim, Bachmet says in the post, Kahanim Ikri Leviyim. So, L'chayre, the din of a kohen marrying a grusha, that's only a din in kedushas kohuna. So the kedushas kohuna will become nischala. But he has kedushas levi also, so why shouldn't he be a levi? Mo says, well, if he's a chalal, he's not a levi. Why not? Ka'ana mikra levi. So Rav Chaim says, amar deki yisod. But that what the Gemara says, Kahana Mikri Leviim, means in there are, that's him, there's three Kedushas. There's Kedushas Kune, Kedushas Leviye, and Kedushas, and then the Kedushas Yisrael. There's three Kedushas. In Kedushas Kune, there's Kolo Kedushas Leviye. That means in this Kedusha of Kune, I have in it a chelik of this Kedushas, Kedushas Leviye. But when you lose the Kedushas Kune, you lost everything. It's not Kahana Mikra Leviim, they have Kedushas Kohune, and they have Kedushas Leviyah as a separate Kedusha. No, the Kedushas Leviyah is Kolul in the Kedushas Kohune. It's Kedushas Leviyah Take, but if I have Kedushas Kohune, I have, in that Kedusha, I have Kedushas Leviyah also. But the minute the Kedushas Kohune was Nischalul, he has nothing anymore. And Bemison is a Moira Diki Gemara. In Bechayres, the Gemara says in Bechayres as follows. The Gemara says, if a goy was boyel or leviye, and they had a child, so the child is potter from Pidyon Bechayr, because Petra Rechem be Yisrael, he has a mother leviye, he was born from a leviye. Potter. A koyin was boy, a goy was boyel, okay, a bas koyin, the son is chayiv, be pidyon haben. Why? Because since the kedushas kohuna became nischala, akam al bo al bas koyin, she loses her whole kedushas kohuna, so she doesn't have anything. She's not a leviya either. She's nothing. She's like a yisraeli. So the son is chayiv and pidyon haben. So memela. So that's the gemara says. So what mistake could people make? We had one kohen after the other kohen. So to say that the first kohen is good, I have no way of explaining why the second kohen was oila. That means if he's a emissar kohen, so what is he doing here? And if he's not a kohen, so you call up a levi, you don't call up a yisrael. That's the gemara. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi. Kaire koyin b'mokim levi. That if there's no levi, you call koyin b'mokim levi. So the Gemara says, you don't call to kahana when they feel me b'gomer shal rishin, shlo yoymer o rishin ene koyin. Well, l'kam and porich, later we didn't have a kachosi, the solik me minyona. The Gemara says, kakash later, how can people say that he's not a koyin? Because we see you need shiva oilam. And if the first oile he called up for koyin was not a koyin, so memela says there would not be oile for the shiva oile for the shiva kruyim. So, and if we only called up seven, so kochach is a kosher koyin that we didn't have yet. So the masas mibaita mishem pekam shneim la yodi inchi pegomo b'haiminayu. People will not know which one is pogum. They see something over here. Rishin ain't a levi. Maybe they'll say the first one isn't a levi. Lefika chozo v'kozo levi. That means we have to understand. I mean, was it zechav kishpil dalton by the bime? I mean, they all of a sudden they called the son from levi. Then all of a sudden they got a note. You know, we just found out that his mother is dalton. He's not a levi. So I mean, the people in the shul, Mustafa ben Gavra were buzzing already. What happened over here? But this is the Yodi Inchi Pagoma behind me now. They don't know what really happened over here. Rishin and a levi, the Ficha Chosav a Kora levi, in Amisheni and a levi Oli Yisrael. The Kamin Pora Kabikay Nami, Amai like a Nami Pagam Shneim. Dosa Lameima Sheini Lakoinu Ala levi. So the Gemara says, that what we said, if there's no levi, you call up a koyin, the same koyin, ba'isa koyin, atzma yarza ve'yikra b'mokim levi. The Muxlik Lon Bavu is the high shiny the Kainu. The Muxlik may malevi you. Who kach larishin who the ike pagamon. But the Zicha won't be a pagamon the second one, because he's Zicha a Kain. Begin at the Chavosi a Kocha Gabi Levi, the Muxlik Lon Bavu is the high shiny the Levi you. Who might come a ike. Ela a Kocha chayna pagamon. What is the Domri of Vua Mamzeres Nosif? Taka the father's a Levi. He married a Mamzeres, a Psule Kol. So the Kedushas Leviyah becomes Nishalo, since the mother is from the Psule Kol. Ami Yisrael Posel, so he's a Yisrael. Doesn't have Kedushas Leviyah. But more Yisrael Kaire, Ochinami, Kain Shani, also Lameima, that his mother was a Grusha or a Chalutza. Achle Mikdushas Kun, Evreiki Yisrael, Umeshani, Oyel, Ubelevi Kora, since he was called, the second Kayan was called the Mokim Levi, like a Pagom, this Alkadaita Cholalu, Save Save Levi, Miyabi, she called the Mokim Levi, he's not a Levi either. Kachakocha, Kimon Dovu, a Kayan, ain't a Cholalu, so he's not a Cholalu, ain't Kampagam, Elo Lavish. Let us see Toysvis. Ki kamrinen ba'oi soikoi. So the Gemara said that we say that the same koyin gets two aliyahs. Now, let us just give a shikalak domo and see what Toysvis is speaking about. The minig kodom was that there were seven oilim and the first oila made the bracha rishayne, and the last oila made the bracha chayne. That was the seder. And the oilam in the middle were just oilam without any brachas whatsoever. Later they made a takone that each oila should make a bracha rishayne and a bracha chayne. But there were two tkufas. So Taisus says as follows. So now we're saying that a koyin gets two aliyahs. No lady, the kind of two aliyahs. So they says like this. Lamai the tikkun ba'kayres ha'megilish kol echad mevoich lefanel acher, that each oile makes a broch rishoyne, a broch achoyne nich. So that's very good. So he gets a second aliyah, and the second aliyah is that he says, no, a broch rishoyne, a broch achoyne. He says, good, he got a second aliyah. So he's a second oile. So in these oile lemen yeshiva, he got a second aliyah. But according to Bismana Mishneh, the Seder was not like that. That Apoiseach, the first Oilam made the Brocha Rishayne. The Chaisim and the last Oilam of Oich Lachem. So now, so Tosfos asks, so according to the Mishnah, how could you have a Kohen has two Aliyahs? What do you mean two Aliyahs? How do you see the second Aliyah? You learn from a Psukim from, and where is it nikel that there's a second aliyah over here? It doesn't make a bracha side to side. So chloima ba'oise koyre koyin she koyre pamaim. How do you have this concept of the same koyin? Shahoylech v'yoyishev bintayim. That means they said that they lay till sheni, then he goes and sits down, and then they call him up again. So we see claw, there was a new aliyah. The binyanacha, if it wouldn't be this way, but I have a minkirish taikriyas. But al kochoch, that's how you see, so a new oila means that someone, he sat down and now he goes up again to the bimet. He decided to set in the Megillah. Im loyho yisham ela echa de yodalikris, it was only one person who knows how to lay. So the Tosefta says, Kairei, he leaned for Shani, V'yoyishay, then he sits down, V'oyimed V'kairei, and he gets up again. He's the only one that knows how to lean. There's no Bar Kairei, he's the only one that knows how to lean. So Lamai says, so he gets up and sits down seven times. V'zeo yinami kaidem ha'takonem. You don't need to sit down and get up. You can be standing there, make two brachas. Mishem Rabbeinu Yehuda Kosu, the main base of Knesset, Rakehanim, The Rabbeinu Yehuda said that, some say another din, that there's only kaihanim, echad kaire b'mokim shive, v'al kol parshi yivoyach l'fonel l'achel. That you don't have seven oilim, you'll have problems with different kahanim, you have problems, start thinking who knows what. So, you'll passel somebody. So therefore, the same oila is oila seven times. So now, let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, Ulema. The Gemara asks that, this, you just said that if there's two kahanim, you can't call up one kohen after the other kohen, because if you call up one kohen after the other kohen, he's going to say, the first kohen was puzzled. That's why they had to call up another kohen. So the Gemara asks, Laman ila yoishvin akachazilei. What do you mean? How can he say the first kohen is puzzled? He's oila from the Shiva Kliyim. So akachach, he's a kohen. So the Mele, you start counting. This one has kohen, this one. And there's another kohen. So the Shiva Kliyim over here. So how could there be a pgam? So the Gemara says, elo li yoitzim. You know who's going to be Pagimim? The one who goes out in the middle of Kriyas HaTayre. He didn't have chance to count who was the Oilem. So he goes out in the middle and he came to his conclusion already that why did they call up the second coin? Because the first coin is possible. Bistamadil, though, they'll call up six more people. I mean, he didn't have time to remain for the whole Kriya, but he saw enough to be mekalkel. So that is why Chazal said, we don't call a koin acha koin. Let us see what Rashi says. Ulaman mi pogmoi. Ilei maha yoish mimachi yigolo sefer teire. Those who are sitting dead to the end of the kriya kachosele like koin rishin the soul of Laminyan Shiva. We see klal that he's oil of Laminyan Shiva. So a kochuk, he has to be a koin. It says, they won't wait. V'yotzu. Yeah. Zach the Gemara weiter. Achayim. No. Sholcholei b'nei glila l'rab chelbay. So now the Mishnah says we have Kohen and Levi, but since we have Epesaseder and Achayim. Now we have seven oilim. Achayim the Kohen v'Levi, Rashi says, mi koirim. So who's next online? Is it a free-for-all? Is there also a Seder? Now by the Yisraelim, you make a Seder. Loi have biyote. Hel tamayse, the Bnei Galila asked Rab Chelva. He didn't know. He wasn't the count. Also, v'shayle l'Rab Yitzchak Nafcha. Yes, Rab Yitzchak Nafcha. What's the Seder? Is there a Seder? What's the Seder? Omalei achayin koirim, talmidei chachomim, hamemunim, parnosim ala tzibo. The talmidei chachomim, who are the parnosim of the manhigei atzibo, he gets shlishi. Vachayim, and after, who gets revi, talmidei chachomim, horuyim limnoisom parnosim ala tzibo. That they're qualified to be parnosim ala tzibo. They're not parnosim, because we have already a parnos. You only need more than one parnos. But they're enough Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara says, what do you have to know in order to be Roi Limonis Parnas Halatziba? Sheshayon Oisei Dvar Aloche Bechol Mokim Boim. You ask him all over Dvar Aloche, Talat Chalki Shulchanoch, you ask him, he knows. So that's a Talmud Chochem. Roi Limonis Halatziba, he gets Rabbi. Bachrayim, who gets chamishi? Bnei talmidei chachomim shavoyseyem memunim panosim al tzibur. The children of the memunim, they get chamishi. They get chamishi. Bachrayim, who goes afterwards? The Rosh Hakneisiyis. Now who is Rosh Hakneisiyis? So the Ritva says, Hanoch the ma'aini b'mili the Beiknishte. They're not the panosim of the year, they're in the shul, the gaboyim, they take care, and then the shul. Mili the Beiknishte. or uposki tzedakah apnei knishta b'shus tamida chachamim hamamunim panosim ala tzibur. Well, they're the ones that are goyve tzedakah from the bnei hakehila. He said that the mamunim panosim ala tzibur told them we have to make an appeal. We have to. They knew how much to be goyve from each person, so they get they get shishi. V'chol adam, so others lamshat is like v'chayim kol adam, and they get shvi. That's the we have different criteria. Shlishi is an inyan, shishi is an inyan, shvi is an inyan. Maybe that's the gemar, the achen, and the alkaponim bisman chazal. They have different criteria. Vakelta was okay. Was vices keseda lefich shibus. Fine. Let us see Rashi. Mikoyren. Klum tiknu shum seida li Yisrael b'shabosim shum darkei shalom. This is also very good darkei shalom. This is darkei shalom. He's the parnas. He's the loyliest parnas. So can you pass the test? So we also ask, we had guidelines. Horiyim limonis, the winim esecha shabbos, beizit beiluk shalom, eizit tamat chokm shalom, neisit parnas al zivakos, shoshon neisit v'alokha b'chol mokim v'aymra. Fine. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Sholchu lei b'nei Golil l'Rabbi Chelboi ma likreis b'chomoshim b'beis ha-knesus b'tzibur. It seems that was their rov, Rabbi Chelboi. They asked him the shaila. L'havet b'yodai. He didn't know. Makes one feel very good. Kefreng shaila, l'havet b'yodai. But here is Nochma. Also shaila Rabbi Yitzchok Nafke. Yes, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafke. They say the first time he asked him. He also didn't know. Can you use a chumash? I said, what does a chumash mean? Let's say Taishvat. A chumash means that we have five chumashim. It's a learning, the learning chumash bereshis. Can you learn in a shul from chumash bereshis? It's also beglila, it's beklav, it's all halachas of a sefer, but it's not five chumashim, it's one chumash. Why do I need five chumashim if I'm learning bereshis? So Mamela Malik is Bahamosh. Also show by Midrash Upashtu. Hod Omar Abshmur Banachmeini Omar Abyochamin Sefer Teure Shechosa Yeriya Achas Ein Koyrim Boy. And if a Sefer Teure is missing one Yeriya, you have a whole Sefer Teure. So you have here four Chumashim and then you have this one Yeriya that's from the fifth Chumash, let's say that's missing. And ain't koyrim boy. So you see, you need five complete chumashim. So how could one chumash be good? So the Gemara says, "V'loihi hasam mechasa b'milsei, pocha loy mechasa b'milsei." That means that what it is a chesaron. But by one chumash, what it is, there's no chesaron. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, "B'chamoshim, sheyesh kaismin lahen chamisha chumoshim." They write five separate chumoshim. Kol chumish echad, every chumish sholim laatzmai. V'chol sefreim hoyu beglila kesefer teira sholonu. So Moshe there mechasa b'milsei shekoyin loy sefer teira, because that this is called a sefer teira. B'chaseru, there you're learning from a Sefer Torah. There's missing in the Sefer Torah. There's a clear from a Sefer Torah. B'chaseru, and the Sefer Torah is chaser. But here could be hachalei mechsa b'milsa. So it's not right. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef d'omri tarbayu ein koyrin בחומושים בבייס הכנסס משום כובד הציבור. So now they were pushed to the tases. Aber Rav Yosef said it's כובד הציבור If you only learn for one chumash, felt and cover that sibo. So others say, Mishabu brings down Shlo Yemru, Shalom Sefer Teva, Shlema, Vizegnai Lehem. The shul doesn't have a Sefer Teva, only have, you learn from one chumash. When the Rajbe says, it says, Shlo Yirek, Oisem, Maisov, Ba'anis, they only learning from a chumash. It's felt and covered of the tzibur. This is episode they agnai a pagam for the tzibur. Biloch means on a machlekes of the tzibur can be meichel al kvoido. That is a very interesting Rashba. And this day is brought out in Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says not so posh to be seimach on this day. But lemaisa we paskin if we have a sefer Torah. That's possible, so you're not allowed to learn from the Sefer Torah. But there's a heta b'shas hadchak. Let's say if you have, I'm learning Chumash Bereishis, and the psul is the Chumash Devar. So memele, so you're allowed to, so they're mekilim, since I'm learning Chumash Bereishis, I can, there's no psul in this Chumash. The Emerson, you can learn from a Chumash. You don't have to learn from a Sefer Torah. Can learn from a chumash. No, there's a difference. There's no problem to learn from a chumash. That was the shaila over here. The Gemara said it's covered that tzibur. You don't have a sefer Torah. You only have a chumash. So it's covered that tzibur. You don't learn from a chumash. So it's not covered that tzibur. I have a sefer Torah. I'm not learning from a chumash. I'm learning from a sefer Torah. No, in Dvorim, there's a chesaron in Dvorim. So if I'd be learning from Dvorim, there's a problem. I'm not learning from Dvorim, I'm learning from Bereishis. So the Rashba wants to say, that'll be good. Als Da'etzim Kriya, a chumash is also good. No one ever said a chumash is no good for Kriya. A chumash is good. No, als covered a tzibur. Here it is covered. That's what the Rashba is on. Chosel and Milsi says, but if there'll be a chesaron and Bereishis, he says, then it won't be good. Then there'll be a psul. Because I'm learning from Bereishis, the chesaron and Bereishis. And then there's a chesaron in the Chumash. But that what is a chesaron in the Sefer Torah will not be a chesaron. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbe ve Rav Yosef da Omri Tavayu. Hai Sefer Atarte Osa Lemikri Bei B'Shabbos. One is not permitted to learn a Sefer, but he has Aftairis in it. It only has Aftairis. It's not a ganze Novi, it has Aftairis. My time, the Loini Tengli Kosa, because he is not permitted to write Amazoi Aftairis. He only is permitted to write a Novi Shole. He can write Aftairis Amazoi. So it's like nitin likoset. So a mele, so we much mentioned a mele kechsam sefer, so if it's not permitted to be written that this way, it's how it should be written. If something is written that way, so it's dvorim shebiksav she'iyata v'shoi loimrim balpeh, so it's called balpeh. I have it in front of me, but that's not the way it should be written. That's not mitoich haksav. You have to learn mitoich haksav. This is not a ksav that is permitted to be written. Now I have to write it. So you then allowed to use it. Mal baravashi, omar l'tiltulei nami yosa. You're not allowed it to touch it, to move it, to be metaltal it. It's mukze. If you're not allowed to lane from it, so you're not allowed, so it has no use. It's not usable. This kalim, that's not mukze. A sefer is not a kali. But it's not mukta because of the shimush of kriya. But if you're not allowed to lay in it, it's mukta. So the Gemara says, "Valoihi, you're both wrong. Shari l'tiltule, you're allowed about to be metaltulet. B'shari l'mikribein, you're allowed to lay from it. Abyeichem avshim melokish ma'ainye. They learned b'sifcha dagadata b'shabbat. They used to look in sifcha dagadata. That's teira shabbat." She had to reshoi l'koisva, bo le nitin l'kosa. Ela given the layefsha, eis lasis lashem e fevel teira secha. That means, meikar adin, you're not allowed to write teira shabal pe, you're not allowed to learn teira shabal pe mi teira ksav. No, it's eis lasis lashem. That means, if we would go according to the letter of the law completely, is that there would be nishtakech teira mi Yisrael. So if it's lasis lashem shemayim, there's a heta to be a fevel teira secha, that teira should have a kiyim. Achinamik, even the Loyevsha, see, the other way around, we can't afford to write Nevi'im Shleimen. So we write just Haftiris. So it's also, Kim Loyevsha, Eis Lassus Lashem, Eifel Uteirosech. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Rashi says, "L'nitin likosev pochas misefer echad sholim la'atzmai." One is not permitted to write less than a sefer. The nevim have to be written b'shleimus. "L'nitin likosev," so the Gemara says that the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish learned sifrei dagadite shim dvar gemore va'aloche va'agode k'nemrinu l'kamon eila atakaisev, but the Torah shebarpe, you're not allowed to write. Given the lay evshel, given the lay evshel, milikosev, shnismayet haleiv, patoire mishtakeches. That means, so therefore they were matter to write Torah Shabbos, but that. Eis las l'ashem bimbo, eis las istakona l'ashem shemayim, hefegodim v'teiru l'sho hatzrich. So that's why this is mutter. Zok the Gemara weiter. Boy mine abaye merabe, mahu lichtoiv megillah letinek leislamid bo. Are you permitted to write a megillah letinek? You want a tinek to learn chumash? He's learning parshas vayikra. So, am I allowed to write Parshas Vayikra? They heard that it was written. It's not a whole Chumash. It's not a whole Sefer Torah. Tiboy lamanda omar, the Gemara clears, are you allowed to do it? Malich the Megillah Latinik Lislamid Bo. Tiboy lamanda omar Torah Megillah Nitno. I'll have later, there's a Machlokes Tanoim. How was the Torah written? So one man, the Yomah said, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah was a 40-year Messiah. The Rabbi Shem told him, at this time, this parsha, at this time, this parsha. So one man, the Yomah says, Megillah, Megillah, Nitna. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu heard, he wrote it down. And later, afterwards, everything, he was Tefer, all the Megillahs together, and we ended up with the Sefer Torah. According to that Tana, so we can clarify Shaila, even the Megillah Megillah Nitno, so we see that Torah was Nichtav Megillas. That's how the Torah originally was written. So therefore, it's Kaisman. So what's wrong? If Moshe Rabbeinu can write a Megillah, I can also write a Megillah. What's wrong? No, that was the Seder Haksive before the whole Torah was given. So there was a Seder Lichtav Megillus, but afterwards when the whole Torah was given, so then there was a Seder of, now we were Mechaba, all the Megillus, and we made one big Sefer Torah, so it could be that before the Nesina of Kol HaTorah, there was a Heter of Ksivas Megillus. That was before, but now we're holding afterwards. So could be you're not allowed to write it. Tiboy la mandioma teira chasuma nitno. We can clear a shail according to the mandioma that holds that the teira was written in one shot. It wasn't written in Megillus. So we have to thought, kiva the chasuma nitno enkaisman. So teira has to be written the way it was written all the time. One big Sefer Torah. I don't make even the Leyefsha Kasvina. Maybe we have a heter of Leyefsha. We have a Tanaikas. We want them to learn. So maybe we could write it. Omale and Kaisven. Umatam lefi she'en kaisle. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Megillah parsha levada shel teira oishtayim. Manu makama vishmaid megillah megillah nitnok shenemra parsha lemoishe aya kaisle. Lebesayif memshonek shenigmeru kol haparshiyos. Chibron begidim v'tofron. Then it was mechaberit, and then it was all together. Chsumanitna loynichtava atzayif mem laacher shenemru kol haparshiyos kulon v'hanemoros loy b'shonu reshayne shniye hoyus durois loy alpe atshe kosmon. That means Torah was never written Megillah. You don't write Megillah. So this he knew balpe, and later, when the time came that the whole Torah was ready, and then the whole Torah was written. Lefi she'en kaisvin. So the Gemara said, Lefi she'en kaisvin. That's the, Vafilu mal yom Megillah Megillah nitna. Given the idvak, idvak. That means there's a din in kaisvin. You're not allowed to write Megillahs. I at once was like that. That was before the Torah was given. Eisvei, so the Gemara is Akasha. It says by Hilni Amalke, she donated a tavla shel zov to the Beis Hamikdash. Afi also saw a tavla shel zov sheparshis soite ksuve olel. That the kohen had to write a parsha seita for the seita, so he didn't have a sefer Torah in front of him, but it's been written mitoch haksav. So he went, she donated, and it was hung up in the Beis Hamikdash, a tavla shows off with parsha seita. So the kohen that wrote parsha seita was able to copy it from her tavla. And the shaila is, how are you allowed to write this tavla? Parsha seita is the Torah, so that's a seita and a seita. But how was she allowed to write this the parsha seita? This is Megillah Megillah. How was she allowed to do it? Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish Mishum Rab Yanai Ba'alef Beis. Ba'alef Beis. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Afi Hilni Amalke b'Masech Hashuma. Parsha Saita Lichtav Misham. Parsha is L'Saita Yisaboyis. And L'Saita ever comes to the Beis Hamikdash. So we hear, we just looked up on this tablet and we're able to copy it. So the Gemara says, Ba'alav Beis Kloima Roshei HaTeveis. Amoyer Dikechidish. That she didn't write the Parsha Seita, they just wrote the Roshei Teveis of each word. And even though there's a din, you have to write me Toich HaKsav, that's me the Ritva that I say, so someone, even though it has to be written me Toich HaKsav, so how's it written me Toich HaKsav? But if from the Roshei Teveis I can figure out what word the Rosh Tevis means, so that's also called Mitoich HaKsav. That's according to Rashi. Meirdik HaChiddush. Others want to say, the Mashal wants to say, the Aleph Beis, Meirdik HaZach, that it was written, like Aleph Beis is written without a separation of words. That means all the letters were written one after the other. So that's not called you're writing Torah. You're writing Aleph Beis over here. That means if it's Nika, Mitoich HaKsav, these words, so you're writing Divrei Torah. But if you're writing without any separations whatsoever, so from the Oisius alone, we do not see words, that is not Divrei Torah. So that you're allowed to write. I'm going to look at this also. That's how the Mashal wants to say. Eisvei, Pekta Gemara Akashet. We learned some, everything you said I accepted, but it's not so poshut. Eis vekshut koisev, roye vekoisev, mashe kosov betavlo. It says that when he writes, roye vekoisev, mashe, he writes, vekoisev, mashe kosov betavlo, that which is written in the tavla. Now, mashe kosov betavlo, lochayre means that, it's not rashi tevis, mashe kosov. Kimoshe kosov betavla, not mashe kosov, kimoshe kosov. Eisveik shukosev roye betavla, the kosev mashe kosov betavla. Mahu kosov betavla, so steht in the Bereise, what is written betavla? Im shochav, im loy shochav, so it says already, the Bereise says that it says klon the tavla words, im shochav, im loy shochav. So the Mohen says, Ochamai is kinen, besirugim. Here we're speaking about besirugim. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Shukaisa, Koyana Kaisa Pasha Saita, Kemoshe Kosov. The Fiasimonim, Hoyam Kemoshe Kosov, Fiasimonim, Hoyam Maven Bekaisa. Im Shochav, Kloima, Vaat Kisotis, Beserugim. Chilas Hamikra Hayakosov Teva Shleima. The first word was a whole word. Ulabesayif Roshe Tevis. Later there were Roshe Tevis. So Serugim means there were words written Take, but Beserugim. Beginning of the Pasuk was a word, then Roshe Tevis. Next Pasuk, a word, and then Roshe Tevis. That's Harashi Lentra. The Rambam Lentra, we pass on this in Shulchan Aruch. Beserugim means that they wrote three words on a line. And that does not have a Torah, Sivas Torah, because you don't read it. You don't, there's no flow in the words. You just have three words, and then the next line, three words. So that one, that's not called, even though in Kaisman Megillah, but this Pachlau doesn't have it in. She'enam nikrois imarishaynis. It's not read together, so it doesn't have a din of your writing Torah Megillah. Let us see. Im shochav im loy shochav. So that's what the Braise says. So they says im shochav like siv klal. Klal doesn't say im shochav. Ale im loy shochav ksiv, or the basa ochi ksiv, va'at kisotis.